This is Louise Morgan reporting for Now News and Events. Concordia University recently announced the 2012 recipients of the Claudine and Stephen Bronfman Fellowship in Contemporary Art. Concordia's Vice President of Advancement and Alumni Relations, Marie-Claire Morin, was first to thank Claudine and Stephen Bronfman for their support and to highlight the importance of the awards.
The Bronfman Fellowships in Contemporary Art are an important initiative. Because they support artists at a crucial moment in their careers, the early years as they transition to professional life.
The awards, valued at nearly $55,000 each, are given annually to one student from Concordia University and one student from Université du Québec à Montréal. The 2012 winners are Concordia's Julie Favreau and UQAM's Sébastien Clich, both of whom will receive their master's degrees this year. Favreau expressed her gratitude for the award's support of culture and education.
On vit des temps assez difficiles pour la culture et aussi pour l'éducation. Et puis le prix que vous proposez est une... Je pense que ça témoigne d'une vision et ça donne un exemple. En ce qui a trait à un financement pour la recherche, on peut dire fondamental. Donc, merci.
Catherine Wilde, Dean of Concordia's Faculty of Fine Arts, spoke on behalf of Concordia and her counterpart, Louise Poisson, at UQAM.
Louise and I share in thanking the Bronfman family for acknowledging the caliber of our faculty and students and their contributions as leading artists, teachers, scholars, and members of the larger cultural community. Their investment helps to strengthen Montreal's position as an important center for cultural debate, and we know that that in turn will contribute to attracting new top quality graduate students to our universities.
Claudine Bronfman, co-chair of the Claudine and Stephen Bronfman Family Foundation, congratulated the 2012 fellowship recipients.
On vous félicite, bravo. Et je peux dire que nous résumons la mission de notre fondation qui repose, qui s'inspire de deux termes qui sont de créer et innover.